It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's Deadline Day, presented by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka. We're at McGurk's in Horsham. Thanks to Jim Salisbury, joined us for the 3 o'clock hour. With us for the rest of the show, one Ben Davis, NBC Sports Philly. How you doing, Ben?
I'm doing great. Good to be here with you boys.
And man, they trapped you in this thing for 2 hours?
Uh-huh.
All right.
Well, I just drove an hour and a half to get here, so I figured...
Might as well stay.
Might as well stay.
And at the Deadline desk all show long is Devin Caney. There is a trade.
Yes.
Weird.
Well, reported trade. Okay. Only from one account so far, but he is a New York reporter. Mike Rodriguez reports Adolis Garcia to the Mets.
Okay. Still making moves?
Wow.
They're somehow still making moves. I don't even know what they're trading at this point. But
They have a bunch of prospects to trade. Jack, what do you think of the Garcia acquisition for the Mets?
He's a right-handed bat, obviously. He's had some big postseason moments. He hasn't really been great in two seasons since they won the World Series. Good corner outfielder, but it's another body, I guess. It's another body. I don't know if he's a super difference maker, but maybe a new market he could be.
Well, the Mets seem like, and maybe this is just, feel like they've made good decisions at the margins with those sorts of guys the last couple of years.
I mean, they got Bader last year, the Winker, and I agree with you.
Ben Davis, but now, before we get to the deadline, Ben, you as a former professional athlete, you understand there is an athletic competition going on at the radio station between Jack Fritz
and
Joe
DiCamera. Yes. Here we go. It was too hot.
And
station decision.
There wasn't station decision. Show me the text. Show me the text.
No.
Okay.
Been informed not to.
What do you think of the decision, ultimately, by Joe DiCamera and Jack Fritz, not to play one set of tennis because it was too hot earlier this week?
I think it was a wise move.
Oh,
thank
get
you,
out
Ben.
Of here. Sorry.
And
turn his mic off.
I think in this day and age of CYA, I think it was kind of had to be done.
CYA.
That's cover your ass.
Ben, I'm shocked.
Yeah, that is embarrassing.
I'm just saying, like, it was really hot.
How many
dropping out there?
Oh my God!
Totally agree, Ben.
I'm just saying,
guys are one's 31, one's. We're
again.
Not talking about senior citizens here. Al Morgani played two sets of tennis,
and
in
I
the
get
same
it.
Weather.
He's 80.
I played a round of golf in that weather.
Yeah,
you were in the cart. I could have and was prepared to play. It wasn't my decision.
Show the
text. No.
Show the text.
Somebody out there yelling, show the
Release
text.
The text.
Release the text.
I want to know what Jack said at this point.
I
now
know.
It's like,
well, I wasn't first.
Well, yeah, I don't know what they, okay. We're trying to figure out who really pushed for this, him or Joe DiCamera to cancel
it. Station manager.
No. See, you screwed
it
up.
Was
they gave
management.
You guys the option of yep, doing this,
you
and y'all chose
And every
to.
Single person would have said no.
No, we wouldn't.
Absolutely not.
Oh, yeah, now we got a bunch of tough guys.
Yes.
You guys are so full of it. I get it. You guys all, you pour concrete before you came to work.
I did. Know. Outside.
And I was on the roof.
Yeah. You don't know what I'm doing before I get to work.
I know you're doing. You're going on
work. Real working yes, man right out there. Real
yeah,
working
yeah.
man.
Yes. Show the text. Show us the text. Ben.
Yes.
Deadline so far. Phils get a top of the line closer. Get a good player in Harrison Bader. Your thoughts so far on the deadline? And do you? We've been talking about one more move to really add a difference-making bat. Stephen Kwan seems like still out there available. What do you think of the deadline so far, and what do you think of the chances of the Phils to go get Stephen Kwan?
I think they're going to have to give up Painter to get Kwan. The Duran trade I absolutely love, and I don't think Dombo, I mean, on paper, yeah, it's a lot, but I think in the long run, it's not going to be a lot. I think it's a great deal that he made to get Duran. It just solidifies his bullpen that much more. And, you know, you got him under contract for a couple years. I think it was a huge deal for the Phils. The Bader move doesn't move the needle for me a whole lot. But, you know, you get veteran presence in there, a right-handed hitter, outfielder. I think he could have some games to help the Phils win.
Yeah, I going into the deadline, I wanted them, if I had a choice, bullpen or a bat, I wanted bullpen. I think the thing that I'm struggling with now is that the Mets added two really strong bullpen pieces. The Padres added a bullpen piece. And while the Phils got better, the teams that they are going to play, and it is possible, by the way, that the Dodgers, the Padres add Stephen Kwan, it just seems like they got better, but everybody else got better too. And that maybe we're in the same exact place we were a week ago, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, and make no bones about it. The first couple moves that the Mets made were specifically to go against the Phillies. 100%.
Rodgers and Helsley.
Yes, the two arms that they got were specifically to beat the Phillies.
We have another trade, by the way.
Uh-oh. Back to the deadline desk with Devin Caney.
The Twins continue to be sellers, trading shortstop Carlos Correa to the Houston Astros.
Yeah.
You see that coming.
That's cool.
Yes. Wow. Speaking of the Twins, shocker, Byron Buxton is on the IL again.
Well, he already said he wasn't.
He wasn't going to get traded anyway.
He wants to stay in Minnesota.
Yeah.
Why? No one knows.
Love the Twin Cities.
Yeah. Well, it's a nice city. I like Minneapolis. 215-592-9494. Ryan, it says in Pennsylvania, which is a pretty wide wide area there. Ryan, you're on WIP.
Hey, what's up, guys? How are we?
What's up, Ryan?
So, with the Bader trade, it seems like there's not too much room in the end, but it seems like that's telling for if they're going to get Kwan or Luis Robert Jr. Do you agree with that?
You think it's telling what? Say again?
Like, that they got Bader, but not Kwan or not Robert, Luis Robert.
Robert. Yeah. Well, it seems like they're not trading Robert.
It's
just Robert.
Yeah, I like Robert.
Yeah.
Sounds more.
Robert's right. Robert. Would have been great to have him here. I don't think that's necessarily true. If I were to say to you, Ryan, like, how do you feel about the Phillies outfield in general? You would tell me pretty shaky overall, right? I don't think just because you get Harrison Bader and don't really invest a ton from a trade standpoint to play center field that you can't also go get Stephen Kwan to play left field. And everybody's bringing up Crawford, and sure, Crawford, but Crawford doesn't need to be up this year. And Nick Castellanos has 1 year left on his deal after this. And they've been trying to trade him the whole time he's been here. So I think if they have an opportunity to get Stephen Kwan, I think Bader's a good hedge. It means they added a player, but I don't think it precludes them from going to get Stephen Kwan.
Yeah, that makes sense. And
yeah.
But the other thing is, I think they sold too much for to get Bader, because I go to a lot of Reading games. Mendez is a very, very, very good prospect. Do you think they sold too much?
Jack, what do you think?
Menendez? So, I mean, they got him last year. He was it was for another minor leaguer. He's had a good year for Reading. And the problem is, much like Crawford, he has to learn how to lift the baseball. They just don't need that. They have Rincones, who I think they believe in more than this kid. Again, could be a major league player, probably a major league player, but you don't not trade him for Harrison Bader.
1 hour, 51 minutes left to the deadline. We'll be with you till then. Ben, as somebody who has been in clubhouses around trade deadlines, mm-hmm. How much of an effect can a big addition at the deadline have to, the vibe and feeling of a team, who is trying to win the World Series and, wants to believe that the team believes in them too and knows, these guys aren't stupid. They know they could use a bullpen arm. Does something like what they've done, can it provide a jolt to the clubhouse or a disappointment if that thing doesn't happen?
No, I think it's going to provide a jolt, a big one for this club. And just knowing in there, hey, this guy gives us a better chance to win. And I think from a, man-to-man, all the 26 guys in that clubhouse now are going to be all right, we got a better shot than what we had yesterday. So I think that goes a long way. It lifts the spirits 100%. And I think, believe it or not, I think it actually takes some pressure off of the offense and the fact that, hey, we don't have to score 1,000 runs.
Oh, great.
But no, I think that it could help the offense. No, we don't have to be perfect because we know we got this dude at the end of this bullpen going to solidify thing and just basically shut it down.
I got to be honest with you. I want the offense to feel a little bit of pressure. The starting staff has felt pressure all year
for
long.
2 years straight.
Yeah, you're Chris Sanchez, all of a sudden you give up 1 2-run homer. You're like, well, I'm not going to get a win today.
Yep. That's true.
I wonder too, how much the team is pressing, thinking about the end of that, potential end of the era. We asked Trey Turner about it at the beginning of the, during spring training, and he seemed to sort of not acknowledge it. But if you're in that clubhouse and you're, you know Kyle Schwarber doesn't have a contract for next year, and JT Realmuto doesn't have a contract for next year, and Nick Castellanos has 1 year left and could be traded at any moment. You know you've had runs like you've had. And to have this era end without a World Series, I think would be it'd be a huge disappointment to us, but it has to be a huge disappointment to them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, especially talking about legacy players. I mean, they want that. And I'm not a legacy player, but I played with a lot of legacy guys. And we had a five-year run of winning football games, getting to the championship game, and not getting to the Super Bowl. That never leaves you, bro. That just never leaves you when your time is passed and it's over, and you say to yourself, we had a window there, and we didn't take advantage of it. We didn't take advantage of it, and that's why I kind of feel like this era of Phillies baseball will be it. Like Bryce, God bless him. He's going to be here, and I hope they're able to build another nucleus around him and some of the other guys, and we'll have another shot at it. But, man, this is the best shot we've had since the J-Roll, Ryan Howard days. And if this goes without them getting back to the World Series and having that shot again, there's no way that God – well, Schwarber's won one, so he has that, at least that in his belt. But Zach Wheeler and JT hasn't won one, right?
Nope.
No.
JT, Trey won one and
right, Trey won one. But Bryce, Zach, JT, Aaron Nola, like these guys are all going to be potentially Wall of Fame guys, right? Most of them seem like they're going to be Phillies Wall of Fame guys. And this is what is going to be remembered, that we didn't take advantage of that opportunity.
Yeah.
It sucks. I'm telling you, I know my former teammates, man, listen, it gets around January and February, especially with the Eagles on started winning Super Bowls. It really just hits you in the, right between the eyes. I'm sorry. I'm having flashbacks over here.
Yeah, as I was asking the question, I realized Ike Reese, who was on those Eagles teams, was sitting right next
four
to
me. Four NFC championship games.
And I don't want to bring it up.
I'm just saying.
Everything's okay now. We won a couple
of games. We all remember.
I'm just saying that's with the players in their mind, they're going to – it sucks. It just does.
I'm sorry, man. Go get Stephen Kwan. Like, yes. I just like.
I said all that to say that's why you got to win now.
Yeah.
You got to win now.
Leave no stone unturned.
Yeah.
Except for Painter.
I just don't want to. Yeah, but like.
Yeah. I know. Well, the shame of it is that now when he comes up, he's not like great from day one.
Oh, no doubt about it.
Well, yes.
That's going to be the thing.
This is hanging over him.
Well, but it should. I mean,
it's not his fault he didn't get traded.
It should hang over him. It should hang over Dave Dombrowski. Like, everybody's – you talk about Dombrowski's legacy. He's a Hall of Famer. I keep hearing it and hearing it and hearing it. If they don't win a World Series with him here as president of baseball operations, this goes on his resume too. Like, this goes on his resume, too, the fact that he sat out the trade deadline last year and he sat out the trade deadline the year before. Like, this will go on his resume, too. And by the way, we keep talking about them being up against this tax and that tax. Well, if you weren't paying Taiwan Walker $20 million, and if you weren't paying Nick Castellanos $20 million.
How about Kepler?
And Max Kepler. By the way, Max Kepler is not a minimum player. He's making $10 million this year.
Yeah.
Like, those all go on his resume, too. And, like, this is a year that they can go get it. The Chris Sanchez, who knows? I assume Zach Wheeler will be great again next year, but who knows?
But you never know.
He's 35 years old.
Yeah.
Chris Sanchez, they have a rotation that is there. They have a Bryce Harper who is heating up. Kyle Schwarber, God bless him.
My goodness.
I hope he's here for a couple more years, but he will likely never have a year as good as the year he's having right now. This is the best season of his career. This is probably a career year for him. Trey Turner has turned it around and is having a great and healthy year, by the way. And that's the other thing. Health, they've had a couple of bumps in the road, but largely they've been healthy, and Aaron Nola will be back and Alec Bohm will be back. Yeah. Just like if you can add – the other thing with Stephen Kwan, this is not a rental. He's got two more years of control, and that doesn't mean that you only have him for two more years after this year. You can just go re-sign him. Right. He'd be your left fielder for the next 10 years. Yeah. You know?
And the thing is, I firmly believe that Kwan makes them the team.
Yes.
I think it puts them past the Dodgers. I know you can say, well, the Dodgers, the Ohtani and Freeman and Betts. This team is, if they get Stephen Kwan, they are better than the Dodgers.
Is Betts
they are better than
over,
the Mets.
Is it over 700 yet?
Yeah, Betts has struggled all year.
It's flat out makes them better. It makes them, I think, the team to beat in the National League. I'm telling you, with this rotation, Stephen Kwan puts them over the top.
Yeah.
Let me just go back. I meant I'm not the level of legacy players as some of my teammates
yeah,
were.
Yeah, you do have.
I'm glad you went back. I'm the best special teams player to ever play for this team.
All pro, some people. I think
not according, not according to the All-Century team.
Brother, yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, that Garcia rumor, I've not seen it reported by anyone else.
Yeah. And the fact
a lot
that
of people saying it's not true.
And
it's fine.
The fact great that he news. Spelled breaking, B-R-A-K-I-N-G.
Oh, that's doesn't a good help. Point. I just got to say, I got to put this one on Spike and Jack.
No, I'll put it
put
on Jack.
It on me.
You guys
put
are
it on
like
spell.
Devin Shepard.
Put it on like, me.
I'll put it on Jack.
Somebody else is reporting that trade.
I trust my guy, Mike. Who spelled breaking with a B-R-A-K-I-N-G?
Yeah, that
a
doesn't help his credibility.
Yeah, I mean, Ben dealt with a lot of breaking on his way out here.
A lot of red lights.
An hour and a half worth of breaking, some have heard, some have said. Yeah, I really would. Would you? Now, I think I know the answer, and everyone has said no so far, except for Giglio, who's the only guy with guts to say no. Ben, would you, to say yes, would you trade straight up one for one Andrew Painter for Stephen Kwan?
I think I would.
Oh, ooh. Finally!
Yeah, I think all I would.
Right. You hate pitchers.
There you go.
I had to work with you people for my whole career.
Well, you tried to make a comeback as a pitcher at the
yeah,
end.
Yeah, right? Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
He is a pitcher.
Yeah, you're a pitcher.
Come on,
you're a pitcher in Little League. You're throwing heat. You're throwing gas.
Yeah. Well, how many times you strike Spike out?
Oh, every time I face him. Yeah,
it was on the Lions. When I was on the Tigers.
Yeah,
when you saw Spike batting ninth,
yeah,
weighing
batting ninth.
All right, it's a fat kid.
You know,
oh, you were a fat kid.
You know who hit in front of him, right?
Oh, no. Who?
Everyone.
All right.
Walks as good a hit as a hit Spike.
No, I think I would do it. Stephen Kwan is a proven All Star, big league Gold Glover, batting title guy. He doesn't strike out. The Phillies need that in their lineup. They need a batting average guy.
Yep.
You know, they don't need the swing and miss that Luis Robert's going to give them. Yes, he's going to run into a couple every now and again, but this lineup has enough of those guys in it. Stephen Kwan is a consummate hitter. Like Luis Arraez, he could play on my team any day of the week. I know he's got the slowest bat speed, but the guy's won 3 batting titles. That dude can play on my team.
Yeah. Jack brought up Gene Segura, and
yes.
Steve Kwan's a better player than Gene Segura is. But there is value to a guy that is going to, and you see it happen so often, just putting the ball in play, and the thing that Kwan has that Segura didn't is Kwan is fast. Mm-hmm. I mean everything, but he's fast too. You put the ball in play, you're creating chaos.
Well, the pitcher's having to go through Kwan, Turner, Harper, Schwarber to start a baseball game.
Boom.
Yeah, right. Yeah. We'll eventually get them.
Yeah.
So the officially the Garcia trade is off.
Exactly.
Oh, good. Off or never have it.
All right.
You're breaking.
You're talking about his off.
Now,
I'm just saying that people are shutting
as
it down.
As if it was ever on.
Yes.
Now,
it was hot.
And not just purely fake news.
I'm giving
everyone pipe down.
I'm giving Scoops Caney
my first day
credit for
at
that.
The desk here.
No,
you
I'm giving you credit. I'm giving you credit. I'm giving you credit. You looked at me.
I'm getting yelled at on Twitter.
Well, it's not Devin's fault.
It's not Devin's fault.
Don't look at your mentions. That's the first thing. The second thing is I am going to take responsibility and give it right to Jack, because Jack's the one that said it happened. But you looked directly at me. I saw it in your eyes. You were like, this one doesn't look real to me. I never heard of this guy. I saw it in your eyes, and we forced you to do it.
Like, are we going with this?
You did. There is another trade, though,
okay.
While I'm here. The Astros are acquiring outfielder Jesus Sanchez from the Marlins.
Yeah.
For pitcher Ryan Gusto. Texas Rangers are acquiring left-hander Danny Colombe from the Minnesota Twins. Again, Twins have been busy today.
The Twins just giving up everybody.
Besides Buxton.
Yeah.
Still no Garcia trade, though.
Buxton's going to look around and see a bunch of 17-year-olds.
Jesus Sanchez would have been a sneaky good ad for them, but oh well.
All right, 215-592-9494. Dave Nebrowski has 1 hour and 40 more minutes to go get Stephen Kwan.
Time to put it on the line.
Nut up! Get it done! Come on, Dave.
I don't really think that.
What? That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, peanuts.
He needs to run this place.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not, you know, you can't be descriptive. I'm talking about peanuts. It's like, put your almonds on the table, Dombrowski. I'm just sick of, Jack knows this, and he's going to, it drives him crazy every time I say it, but I know he knows I'm right. The Dave Dombrowski PR machine. If I have to see one more baseball reporter talk about how...
But he did make a big move yesterday.
This guy's always going to make the big trade.
He did. He got,
this guy's
he got
always
going to
make
yesterday.
The machine. Oh, great. Put him in line with Marsh.
Oh, now he sucks.
Austin Hayes.
Now Durant with a 2.01 ERA.
Carlos Estevez. Durant's great. Go get me Stephen Kwan, too. It's deadline day. Presented by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka. Live from McGurk's in Horsham. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is deadline day, presented by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka at McGurk's in Horsham. It's the WIP Afternoon Show. Ben Davis with us as well. And I send it over to the deadline desk and Devin Caney for an update. I don't like that you look sad. I
Scoops.
Feel like you're going to give me bad news.
No, it's not. It's not okay. Bad news. All it's right. not. Yeah, don't. It's not okay. Quan or anything.
Okay.
But
right.
Orioles sending two guys, Ryan O'Hearn and outfielder Ramon Laureano.
Wow.
To the Padres.
It's a huge trade.
Holy moly.
And the Padres still making
Dude,
moves.
How do the Padres, Dombrowski, how do the Padres have enough prospects to get everybody every single year? And we're like, well, we gave away one. Enough already. Like, seriously. How do they, is it because they're in California? Like I
honestly, no. Maybe. But yeah. I don't know what they gave up for them yet.
Well, if it's those two, they're giving up
a
good bit.
Something significant.
Yeah.
Now, so there's one thing. It does take them out of Kwan.
Okay,
so
I'll take that.
Oh, that's good.
Well, yeah, they
all
can't
right.
add him to the
Okay,
situation.
All right, okay.
So
all
it could
right.
be the Dodgers and the Phillies and maybe the Astros for – well, no, the Astros just traded for Jesus Sanchez. So it might be Phillies and Dodgers for Stephen Kwan.
If we get beat up by the Dodgers, I'm going to
– I know. You might not be able to make it home.
Smack Fritz.
No.
So
yeah.
O'Hearn's awesome. Laureano's awesome. How will they do this? So Preller – First off, Preller's a nut job. Like, he will always go for it.
Say who you're talking about, the general
sorry,
manager.
AJ,
yeah, I mean,
yeah,
sorry, my goodness, I
sorry,
have
sorry,
no
sorry.
Idea. Who
so AJ
about.
Preller's the general manager of the Padres. Now, he is an unbelievable scout as a GM. Like, he started as a scout, worked his way up, turned into a GM. So he's a great drafter. Always drafts high school kids. And then they also do really, really well in the international market. They always have enough to go after international guys. He doesn't care about prospects. He has no problem changing his team on the fly. He's super, super aggressive. So, I mean... He would be a perfect. He would be an amazing GM for us because every year he goes for it. So, yeah, he is. He's a wild guy.
Well, every year he goes for it, but they have the prospects to keep going for
yes.
it, and that's what like.
That's
I
why
keep,
you gotta lay him on the line.
Look, I don't want my GM worrying about winning a trade. I want my GM worried about winning a World Series. And the truth is that if first of all, if you get the best player in the trade, you have won the trade. I don't care what prospects you're giving up. If you get the best player in the trade, you win the trade. The second thing is that, like, you can't – general managers, I think, and I think this is a problem with Morey, they look at value and think sometimes, I don't want to give up more value than I'm getting back. But when you are a team trying to win a World Series, it's hard to win trades. It's just hard to win trades. It is because the other team knows that you're in a position of need and you need a good player. So that the cost is, here's what the price is. The price is whatever they say it is. And like this team is just too close with teams that are getting better around them to not make a trade like that. So the Padres go and get Mason Miller and they go make a trade like this. Then I don't care. Durant's a good pitcher, a really good closer. Harrison Bader is a fine player. You have not improved yourself the same way the Padres have improved themselves.
And the Mets continue to make moves.
Yeah.
And you're just waiting for the notification the Dodgers traded for someone. Like, it's just an arms race. And that's what's unfortunate. The National League is loaded. The American League's not.
Yeah.
I mean, the Astros might win the American League again, and they traded Tucker and Bregman this offseason, or let go of Bregman this offseason. It's crazy.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Marsh Jewelers. Experience the difference in showrooms in Montgomeryville, PA, and Mount Laurel, New Jersey. Online at marks-jewelers.com. What grade would you give the Phillies deadline so far? 66% say B, 19% say C, 11% A, and 4% D. Ben, we were talking earlier about them giving Duran the ninth inning and, mm-hmm. and really having like a closer. We all understand that if the good part of the lineup is up in the eighth, then sometimes it's better to use your best reliever in that spot.
Yes.
But is there something to sort of the vibe and the, I guess, the other team knowing that your ninth inning guy is a shutdown guy that maybe changes the complexion of the innings beforehand? Like, is there an advantage to having the ninth inning guy be the ninth inning guy in almost every situation.
There is. And being on the opposite end of that, knowing when we played the Yankees and we saw Mariano getting loose, we know the game was over. Conversely, when Hells Bells played and Trevor Hoffman ran out of that bullpen for us when I was in San Diego, I knew the game was over. And that to have that in your, you know, on your side goes a long way. And it's demoralizing from an offensive standpoint if you're on the other team. Thinking, you know, you never want to go into a bad saying, I got no chance. But they had no chance. And I'm not saying Duran is as good as Mariano or Trevor Hoffman. But those hitters had no chance against either one of those guys.
Yeah.
And it's demoralizing from an offensive standpoint. But if you have that on your own team. Now, having said that, if they come up, if they face the Dodgers in the postseason and it's the eighth inning and Ohtani, Betts, and Freeman are up, I would give the ball to Duran in that situation.
Yeah, I think in the playoffs, all you're trying to do is win that one game.
Right.
Right? But I think they're – even if you, when you're in the stadium for one of those closers that has the lights go out and the song comes on mm-hmm. and the trot out to the mound, the electricity that brings into the stadium – I'm sorry, it's just different than, like, having Matt Strom out there in the ninth because – you used your guy in the seventh, and he's the good matchup in the ninth. No offense to Matt Strom. It's just a different vibe.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No doubt.
I mean, we were up there for the Mets series.
Oh, when Diaz.
Yeah, we saw it.
That's
awesome. We saw it firsthand.
And coming into this environment in South Philadelphia, this dude might throw 107.
Yeah, we need that. Have we ever done that for a closer?
Yeah. They Kimbrel did it for, one. Yeah.
Who?
Yeah.
Kimbrel had one.
Oh, did he?
I remember,
and it was cool. Like,
this
when
is
he,
how much I don't
before
remember Craig
he,
Kimbrel
you know,
being here.
fell apart.
Yes.
It was cool. Like, being in the stadium to see him come
okay.
out was awesome.
So all I remember is that in frickin' Game 6, when he just blew Game 4 and Game 3, they played it for him in, when they were
he
losing.
Should not have done it. Yeah.
And I
remember that.
I was about ready to run on the field and tackle Craig Kimbrel myself.
It's like a read the room.
That would have been great to see,
dude. Taking out handcuffs, taking out in handcuffs.
At least you're not holding a grudge.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Yeah,
would never. I'll never
great
get
content
over.
For the show.
Oh my god, it would have been amazing.
You want to get your name on the map? So according to like the Twins beat reporter, mm-hmm. he said one Minnesota Twins player said no one wants to stay here if they're selling like this.
Oh,
you mean
Byron?
Wow,
come
is it,
on,
Cody Clemens on the Twins.
Yes,
he's got. By the way, he'd be second on the team in home runs.
Yeah, yeah.
I think he's got 12 or 13 home runs.
Well, let's trade for Cody.
Bring him home.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Essentially, where we are is the Phillies are still, we believe, and it seems like, still in the race to potentially get Stephen Kwan, and it may come down to whether they're willing to give up Andrew Painter. I am officially going on record. Go get him. Go
I gotta
get
admit,
him.
Ben Davis swayed me.
Go get him.
No offense, Jack, but I'm saying when Ben says he would do it,
What's the rotation gonna look like in 2 years?
Who cares?
Right.
We'll be too busy celebrating our World Series win in 2025.
Exactly.
I have no idea what the rotation is.
There's not
look
even
like
gonna be a baseball season in 2 years.
Well, don't say that.
Yeah, well. 215-592-9494.
That affects everybody. How would the High Hopes podcast be affected by that?
Oh, baseball's the best.
Yeah.
It's the greatest thing of all time.
I'm just wondering, what were the content you had to talk about labor stuff every day?
You talking about the Westchester Adult Baseball League.
Yeah.
Third in the league in the ERA in 2014.
No big deal.
Everyone remembers that.
Yeah, some tells me Jack's not a labor relations
I can barely figure out arbitration. You think I'm breaking down labor talks? I don't care. Just play baseball. I'm an eye test guy, all right? Like, I don't care.
An eye test guy.
Come on, Ben. We don't do analytics.
He's unbelievable.
Stephen Kwan's on the TV
right
now.
Dude, Kwan, like the people,
there he is.
It's either you get Kwan or you don't get Kwan. Just like from the standpoint of like how good he is.
Yes.
You look at the numbers, you're like, whatever, I don't really see it.
You got to watch him.
You got to watch him.
I went back and I looked. And I looked at old texts. And 2022, the Yankees were playing the Guardians in the ALDS. And I think Kwan was a rookie that year. He might have been a rookie or second year. And I texted Jack. I was like, who is this Stephen Kwan guy?
I know.
I think he led off the series with a bunt base hit. And I was like, this is a baseball player.
He's I'm not talking about the Washington Nationals. He's a gnat. Like, he's a pest.
Yes.
At the top of the lineup.
Yep.
Like G-A-N-T.
G-N-A-T.
Yes, I see.
Wow. Exactly Jack knowing that's how you spell gnat is shocking.
Dude, I can spell. All right. I wrote a book.
Well, spell check.
Ben got a free copy. You guys didn't.
Yeah, and by the way, I heard Fransky got
Hold on, Ben got a free copy. Well,
Ben wrote a review of it.
Hold on.
Fransky got a free copy, too.
Ben wrote
the forward. Such a disgrace.
What the hell?
Yep.
Fransky wrote the forward, first of all. Ben contributed with a very nice review of it.
Ringing endorsement.
I talk about it on the radio all the time.
We sold this damn book
for
you.
By the way, on the Bryce Ricky Sanchez last night, I said ringthebellbook.com.
Oh, my goodness, Ben. This is a family issue. This is inside. This is no offense to you, Fransky.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me, Fritz?
Yeah. You're a disgrace, man.
Holy cow.
Yep.
Sitting next to you every day. We pushed your book for months.
Yep.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Put your name in the show.
But that was station management decision.
Well,
we agreed to it.
Ike and I were very involved in that.
Yes.
Well, guess what? You respect me and my family.
Dude, that's the last thing I needed to hear was that Ben and Fransky got a free copy.
Fransky wrote the forward.
Dude,
I don't give a damn.
I saw Fransky here earlier. He had the book in front of him. Only question I asked Scott Fransky today, I said, you pay for the book? And he said, nope.
Well, at least he didn't see him take him to the bathroom and start wiping with it.
Jack, will you sign it for me, please?
Yeah. Whatever you need, Ben.
Whatever you need, Ben. Jack doesn't even know how to spell his name. Kevin Reeby to sign it.
That is awesome.
215-592-9494.
Dude, you are unbelievable.
One of a kind.
Ben,
wants a free book?
Because they're baseball guys. You gave them free
books. Yeah, it's like, oh.
I tell you.
Yeah.
Same hood.
Hey, you guys are both in the acknowledgments.
We had to tell you to put us in the acknowledgments.
Right, it's almost us asking to be in the acknowledgments.
Yeah, highly suggested.
Are you in there? All it counts is that you're in there.
Unbelievable. You wouldn't even be here if it wasn't for me.
Oh, my goodness.
You always have that trump
card. Yeah, I did hire you. Look where it got me. Nowhere.
And didn't fire me.
Yeah, it did. $30 for a book, whatever the hell I spent on it.
$32.99.
Yeah. All right. 215-592-9494. Ben, you might want to sit back and sit out of this small portion of the show as we talk about, you know, we want to improve the baseball team.
Mm-hmm.
And you at home might want to improve your love life.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yes. You sure you don't want to drop in on this, Ben?
I'm good.
Okay. If you are not performing, and we know. Like, you know, I'm just talking to you in the car right now. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't perform like you used to, but you want to. You want to be young again in that way. And that's where Blue Chew comes in. Blue Chew is going to help you perform at the very top level. There is no shame in performance.
No.
There is only excitement in performance. You know, she's going to like it better. It's going to happen more. Blue Chew is everything you need.
Is that guaranteed it's going to happen more?
It's not guaranteed, but okay. I think it will. Blue Chew is everything you need, nothing you don't. So you need the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, Sylvice, and Staxin in a chewable. That's what Blue Chew has. You don't have to go to the doctor's office, which is what you don't want with these other things you have to do. You just go to BlueChew.com. Happens all online. Well, it happens in the bedroom, but the getting the Blue Chew happens online. You don't have to go to the pharmacy and wait in line. They're going to send it to you directly, straight from the U.S. of A. in a discreet
hard
package.
There you go. And thanks to the WIP Afternoon Show, your first month is not going to cost you anything.
People helping people.
Yeah. And now, we could probably do it for 2 months if we didn't all have to pay for Jack's book, but we're going to do it for the 1 month anyway. Your first month is free. Just go to BlueChew.com, use code 94. Your first month is free. All you do is pay for the shipping, about $5.
Yep.
And then you can be ready, too.
Chew it and do it.
Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it, chew it, do it, chew it, do it.
All right. Wow.
You enjoy that, Ben?
Loved it.
Yep.
Love it every day I hear it.
Jordan in Cleveland. You're on WIP. What's up, Jordan?
Hey, guys. How we doing?
What's up, Jordan?
All righty.
Not too bad. How are you guys?
Great, man. So you're in Cleveland. Do you watch the Guardians? Are you
Yeah, we're a season ticket holder, but I am from Wilmington, Delaware, so I'm a big Phillies fan.
Ah, okay.
Oh, all right. There you go.
So, I was at the game last night. So,
you do get to see a bunch of Stephen Kwan. You're from somebody that watches him a lot.
Yes. I've seen plenty of Stephen Kwan over the last 2-ish years. Yeah.
And your thoughts?
I want him here because, well, for one, he is a great, great ball player. I know a lot of people look at the numbers and they don't really like what they see. They don't see a lot of power. The guy can play and he can hit lefties really, really well. I would love him here, and I actually would give up Painter, but only if they gave up another reliever, because I think they're trying to offload a lot of guys.
Yeah,
seems like it.
Yeah, that's a. Is there now? There was another reliever on Cleveland besides Class A, wasn't there? Jack
Keith Smith.
Okay, and is he still on the team?
Yes.
Yeah, I wonder.
I think he moved to their closer role now that Emmanuel Classe is gone.
Yes.
I wonder if that could be part of the equation too. You know, if you get both guys.
If you could get Painter and maybe like a Arun Escobar for a Cade Smith and Quan, I would totally do that.
Yeah, what do you think of the deadline so far, Jordan?
Pretty mundane. I do like the Duran trade quite a bit, but the Bader one didn't really move me, if I'm being honest. It's just another platoon bat. Same thing as last year. They need to really go out and get somebody that can play every day.
Yeah, I mean, when you were...
I think Bader can play every day.
Yeah, I actually would be surprised if he doesn't.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't the move to drop Kepler and then, like, wouldn't it be... I don't know. I wouldn't... If they're stuck on bringing up Crawford, like, you don't have to play him every day, do you? I mean...
You don't want to bring him up and then not play him, right, Ben? I mean...
Yeah.
Well, that's why they said they haven't brought him up, Crawford, yet, because when they bring him up, they want him to play every single day. They don't want to bring him up and have him be a utility guy.
He's got
to
play every day.
Yeah.
Okay. Has to.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking, Marsh is a good left fielder.
He's a really good defensive left fielder.
Left fielder. He's a horrible center fielder.
Yeah, even though he made a good catch the other night out there.
Yeah.
I wonder
if Quan could play center field.
I think in a pinch, but he's such a plus in left field.
Right.
He's a two-time gold glover out there.
Yeah.
All right, Jordan. Appreciate the call, man.
I appreciate it, guys. Yeah, man. Have a good one.
All right, there you go. I do, Ben, we were talking earlier, I do think if the Phillies had traded for Bader yesterday and traded for Duran today, it would feel a little bit different than it does.
I agree.
It started off with such a bang, and if we were leading up to 6 o'clock and 5:17, it comes down that the Phillies, you know, get this high-level closer, I think it feels a little bit different than it does. I think the order of operations, somewhat a little bit affects how people feel about it.
I would agree with that. And also, well, last night it did make us forget about losing 2 out of 3 to the White Sox.
Dude. Didn't even think about it.
Unbelievable.
Right?
Didn't even think about it.
Unbelievable.
And it got out of hand quick.
Yeah, it did.
I mean, Taiwan.
Yeah.
I mean,
Taiwan was fine. It was Banks.
Yeah. I know. It's just
it was Lazar.
He just gets.
He gets
when,
hit
when
so
he
hard.
He gets squared up.
Yep.
He gets squared up.
It's
he battles.
No, he battles and grinds. You got to give him credit, right, Ike? But, like, when it goes south, and it's just. I mean,
he shakes it off. I almost want him to talk to Lizardo. Because Lizardo seems like he can't shake it off when guys hit him hard. Taiwan's like, the guy hit 508 feet. Whatever. Like, they're all solo home runs somehow this year. You know, they hit the ball. Everything's the warning track. Everything's right at somebody. But he does seem to get through those innings, seem to get through 4 or 5 innings every start. 215-592-9494. Jordan and Princeton, you're on WIP.
Good afternoon, gentlemen, and happy trade deadline day to you all.
Hopefully it's a good end of the trade deadline day.
Yeah, we got, what's Dave got? An hour and 14 minutes left.
Yeah.
An hour and 14 minutes to get Quan. No, it's not going to happen. I think they're done, but I don't think anyone can complain about what's gone on today.
We shouldn't have
even needed to be in the market for a reliever, but Alvarado took his 6 cups of HGH every morning, and that put us in this situation.
He was trying to lose weight.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly what happened.
That's it. Slim down, speed up the pitch. It's all legal, right? It's all okay these days. But we shouldn't have even been in that position. But Dombrowski did his job. He solved that problem. He got us a bat. It was never going to be about the bat we bring in. It was always going to be about the current lineup doing what they need to do in order to make this team successful. So I still think we have the pieces, but we had to go out and get a bullpen because we had a guy. You can't read the label on a bottle properly.
Well, I actually, yeah. I mean... He knew what he was doing.
He read the label.
Yeah, he knew what he was doing. Like, all the stories, it was funny when it happened. Everybody was like, he's probably on Ozempic. Ozempic doesn't make you test positive for steroids.
He was trying to raise his T levels.
Okay. Well, you're not allowed to do that.
We've all been there.
What does that even mean?
I have no idea what he's talking about.
Ozempic doesn't take your 93-mile-an-hour fastball and put it back up at 99 again.
No, it does not. It does not.
So I don't think that's the purpose. So I have a story for you gentlemen today, and I held on for quite a long time. You've got to hold on a long time on the afternoon show. You guys talk a lot, but that's cool. It's radio.
Well, that's Spike's fault.
A story.
What are you talking about?
It's always Spike's fault. Everything is Spike's fault. Well, the program director that becomes the show host has got to never be able to keep his mouth shut, right? After all those years.
All right. Why don't you get to your story?
You're making a lot of sense, Jordan. Making a lot of sense.
So I met you guys in the parking lot at spring training. Remember me and my buddy Ross? And then we talked about going to concerts by yourself to not bring haters with you. And I love that. It was one of my favorite WIP calls ever. I appreciate that. You guys gave me Offspring tickets, which I took my 12-year-olds to on Tuesday night. And I saw Offspring when I was 12 for the first time in 1996. He's 12 in 2025, and we're seeing the same band together. So
that's a nice story.
Great night. They're just as good as ever. It was a terrific show, so I thank you all for that. Here's the real part of the story. So we had the Joe versus Jack cancellation, which I called a Shonda on the air in honor of my Yiddish-speaking grandmother. Through Shonda, we couldn't watch tennis. And I didn't get a chance to listen to the afternoon show, but I knew Spike was going to be chirping. So I get home from this concert at, 12:30, 1 o'clock. I, get my kid up to bed, and I put my headphones on, and I come into bed myself, and I use the Odyssey app, and I put on the afternoon show. And he couldn't even let the rage finish before your rage about this incident started bubbling up, Spike. So I'm listening to it, and I lean over, and I've been married 16 years, and I kiss my beautiful wife. And she turns around at 1:30 in the morning. And I'm not going to get too intimate here, but I think we know where this is going. And I was a little surprised. It's kind of late. I'm out at a concert. She's showing some interest to me. I had to say, honey, I can't do this right now. Spike Eskin is barking in my ear. Please let me take my headphones out so that we can continue.
No, you got to do both. Both at the same time, Brian.
It was like the anti-blue shoe of having Spike complaining in my ear when I was trying to be in bed with my wife, but I put the headphones down and everything worked out okay.
What do you think it's like to be my wife? You see that the barking never stops. You see the issue?
She's got to be okay with the tattoos and everything. I have to say, speaking of blue chews, Ike, I love seeing you do the face swap the other night, but I noticed you had a little bit of trouble getting it in, and I was wondering if the blue chew might help there. I don't know.
You are very observant, because I did have problems getting the base pad back in there. I did. I had to wiggle it around a little bit, and I found the hole.
Whoa. All right.
I'm talking about on the ground, man. Yeah. I found it.
All right. Well, this is what happens after 4:30.
Well, hell, he just went on. That was like a 5-minute rant about leading up to him and his wife.
It was pretty, a lot of information.
Yeah.
Yes.
Pretty decent storyteller, I would say.
Yeah, I love Jordan and Princeton.
Yeah, like, a lot of times when some guy goes on with a story like that, there's not a very good punchline, but the punchline was good. I thought he told the story well.
Yeah.
All right. 1 hour.
Then
nine.
He added me to it.
Yes.
Why?
Well.
Well, a tornado adds you to it.
Yep. Coming up next, top 5 of 5. We're doing it even on deadline day. Jack, what do you have for top 5 of 5?
Stock watch. Actually, not stock watch. Callers whose stock is up.
Callers whose stock is
up. So no one stops down.
Yeah, a lot of callers are having a moment right now.
Yeah, okay. There's one that I can think of.
So I think there's multiple.
I can't think of any.
Really? I think that's crazy. I think a lot of our callers are having moments right now.
All right.
Yeah, and I got 5 whose stock is very, very up.
All right. That is coming up next. Ben Davis with us all the way until 6. Devin Caney at the deadline desk as we wait to see if the Phils make just one more trade for the biggest piece. That would be Stephen Kwan of the Cleveland Guardians. The rumor is that they want Andrew Painter. I say go for it. 215-592-9494. Deadline day presented by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka, live from McGurk's in Horsham. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.